The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012, and Presidential Release number 402. Happy New Year to all of you. We have a brand new year to work with here, 2012. Let's make it one of the best we've ever had. I want to start with an announcement here that goes like this. Those of you receiving the audio version of the Braille Monitor will know that January is the first month. The magazine will be shipped to you on USB drive. The drive can be used with your digital player from the National Library Service. It can be used with your computer and also most other devices with a USB slot. If you think you want to refer to an issue again, you are welcome to keep the USB drive, but they cost more than the cassettes and they can be used hundreds of times. So those of you who don't think you're going to want to use the magazine again, please return the USB drives so that we can use them again for future issues. There is an envelope that comes along with your USB drive that you can use to send it back. This will save us money that we can use for future issues or other programs. Then there's this thought here. We are going to be putting the Presidential Release on USB drives. As you know, this release is available for download from our website. You can get it at www.nfb.org. It can be found in the Publications section, the Audiovisual Center webpage. If you are getting the release in the mail, you are currently receiving a cassette. The March edition of the Presidential Release will be the last recorded on cassette. Beginning in April, it will be available on USB drive only through the mail. If you would like to continue to receive the audio version of the Presidential Release through the mail on a USB drive, please contact Marcia Dyer. Her email address is mdyer, M-D-Y-E-R, at nfb.org, or call her at our usual number, 410-659-9314, extension 2004, to request the new format. If we do not hear from you about your wish to continue to receive the audio version of the Presidential Release, the March Presidential Release will be the last one that you receive in the mail. I want to repeat that. If you want to get the Presidential Release through the mail, it will be necessary to get a hold of Marcia Dyer to tell her. Otherwise, the release will stop coming after the March issue. And here is an announcement about the Early Explorers Program of the National Federation of the Blind. The NFB Early Explorers Program provides an introduction to young blind children ages from birth to 7 years and their families to the long white cane and the independence that you can get using the long white cane. Parents will receive the tools, support, and the confidence needed to become a teacher for their children to learn how to travel with the cane. We in the Federation know that providing children with an early start to independent movement and travel ensures that children will be more confident throughout their entire lives. And here to tell us a little bit about it, about his excitement about it especially, is Anil Lewis.
Thank you, Dr. Morrow, for this opportunity. I just wanted to chime in because I think that the Early Explorers program is an excellent example of the motivation that the Federation can instill in young people. We all recognize that the cane is a symbol of independence. So why not get that symbol in the hands of young kids as early as possible so that they can become the leaders of this organization for tomorrow?
Funding for this program comes from CVS Caremark Charitable Trust, and we want to thank the folks at CVS Caremark Charitable Trust for their financial support. And we want to let them know that we're helping build independence for blind children and their families. This announcement comes from Malaya Jensen. If you want to have more information, you can send us an email at www.nfb.org/early explorers, or you can call here. And that is the customary number, 410-659-9314, extension 2418, to talk with Malaya about it. Here is an announcement about Braille Readers Are Leaders and the wrap-up of the contest. January 4th is Louis Braille's birthday. That's tomorrow. And it marks the end of the 2011-2012 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. To be eligible for prizes in the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, it is necessary to submit a final entry form and a reading log. If you are competing for a special award, you have the K-12 contest, or if you are a member of a Braille Readers Are Leaders team, you may need to submit additional documentation. To prepare for the January 18th final entry deadline, please read the blog post entitled Nearing the End of the Contest. You can get to this blog post by visiting www.nfb.org/BRAL. You will follow the Read the BRAL blog link. Please also keep in mind that hard copy forms and reading logs must reach the Jernigan Institute by the January 18th deadline in order to be considered. If you have questions, you may call us at our customary number, 410-659-9314, extension 2312, or contact by email, BRAILREADERS at nfb.org. And this message comes from Abby Bispo. And the Washington seminar is coming up at the end of the month, actually the beginning of the next month. The Washington seminar occurs February 6th through February 9th, with some events starting before the Great Gathering in Meeting that begins promptly at 5 o'clock on Monday, February 6th. I hope that all of you have made your reservations for rooms for the Washington Seminar with Diane McGeorge. And I hope you've gotten the space that you need to use for events that will occur in conjunction with the Washington Seminar. Those who need to communicate with Diane for any reason should contact her by telephone at 303-778-1130, extension 219, or if you need to communicate by email, then you send an email to Lisa Bonderson. Her email address is lbonderson, this is L-B-O-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at C-O-C-E-N-T-E-R, or Colorado Center, you might say, C-O-C-E-N-T-E-R.org. The deadline for reserving your sleeping space and your meeting space has already passed, but I think Diane will do her best to be of help to you if you have special needs that so far you haven't communicated with her. If you have them, please get a hold of her as quickly as you can. The issues for this year will be the Fair Wages for Workers with Disability Act of 2011, Stop the Discrimination and Promote Equal Work for Equal Pay, or Equal Pay for Equal Work, as the case may be, the Home Appliance Accessibility Act, and the Digital Confusion, the Divide That Keeps Me From Having My Stove. It's not what the paper says, but anyway. The Americans with Disabilities Business Opportunity Act, Help Unleash the Entrepreneurial Capacity of Individuals with Disabilities. As you confirm appointments with members of Congress, you are encouraged to email the date, the time, and whether the member of Congress is expected to attend the meeting. So the exceptional Mercury Room team can provide this information to our governmental affairs staff who can help with the meetings with the members of Congress. The email address we are using for this information is hillappointments@nfb.org. Also, please note that buses will leave the Holiday Inn Capitol at 8 a.m. on Monday morning for those who wish to tour the National Federation of the Blind headquarters. Tours will begin at 9 a.m. and buses will leave the National Federation of the Blind to return to the Holiday Inn Capitol along about noon on Monday. Please come together to make this the best Washington seminar ever. We look forward to seeing you all and to changing what it means to be blind in America. Last year, we had members from every single state, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, from every single affiliate of the Federation at our Washington seminar. And may we do that again this year, and may we do it every year. We need every state represented so that we can change things for blind people in this country and provide inspiration and information to other blind people around the world about what we can do to make the lives of blind people the independent, successful, exciting ones they can be. So this brings me to the end of the presidential release, and Desmond Jackson, who has come to work at Blind Industries and Services of Maryland here in Baltimore, says, "The boy who was playing with the kitty found that he broke off the tail. He was worried. He took the kitty to Walmart because they're the biggest retailer in the world. What do chefs in Alaska call baked Alaska? Baked here. It's winter and it's cold. How cold is it? Anil Lewis told me it's so cold that he saw a lawyer with his hands in his own pockets."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.